church for a reason, in your family for a reason. And not everyone has the same responsibility. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 12:7. This is the chapter of spiritual gifts. First Corinthians chapter 12, 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. So each and every one of us have received a measure of the gift of the Holy Spirit, some different gifts. So no matter what your job is, don't ever let anyone tell you that your job is not important. So another characteristic of bees is be respectful. Honeybees are very loyal to their queen. How many of you knew that? I've had first-hand experience. I'm sure many of you have. They're very loyal to their queen. They'll go wherever the queen goes, do whatever the queen wants. And their main job is to protect the queen and to provide for the queen. The queen's job is to lay as many eggs as she can so that the colony can grow. And so the bees are going to do whatever they can to keep the queen healthy and happy. Now, the worker bees are not going to try to hurt the queen, or they're not going to, you know, make it hard for her, because they want their colony to grow bigger. And in the same way, we in the church should make the job of the leaders easier. You know, whether it's your parents or the preacher or the teachers, we should do our part to help them in whatever aspect they need help, so that we as a church body can grow and be happy and healthy. So let's try to be sweet like a bee. Whenever you're unhappy with someone, try to serve that person even better. Or try to pray for that person instead of saying mean things about that person. God has placed leaders where they are for a reason, to shelter, like your parents shelter, they protect, they feed you. You know, let's look at Exodus chapter 17, the story of Moses. Chapter 17, verse 10 to 13. Let's see how Moses' friends help their leader. Verse 10 to 13. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hands, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hands, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Moses and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on this side, the one on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. So Moses' friends held up Moses' hands. And as long as his hands were held up, he prevailed. So let us do our part to help the leaders, to help our teachers and our families to do their part. You know, one of the most important things about bees is they're very optimistic. How many of you are optimistic? How many of you are pessimistic? Now, it's sad but true that many people focus on negative things. How many of you do that? I hope I don't see any hands. You know, you'll never hear a bee saying, man, I just would love to get the nectar from that flower, but there's too many thorns in the way. Bees go straight to the sweet part of the flower. They go straight. They don't care about the thorns in the way. You know, we as Christians often gravitate toward the negative. But bees are very optimistic. You know, they travel for up to 8 miles sometimes looking for nectar. And they have to deal with gardeners shooing them away from their flowers. But they come right back. They never get discouraged. And we can learn from these bees. Being positive helps bees stay persistent when they're looking for nectar. they're focused on their mission. Gathering sweet nectar, not the obstacles that stand in their way. And we, as followers of Christ, need to be focused on our mission. Do you know what our mission is? Serving Jesus. Our mission is to reflect His character. So let's not be distracted with all of the obstacles in our way, but let's keep our eyes focused straight on our mission. You know, another lesson that we can learn from bumblebees is being humble. From bees, the cousin of the honeybee is the bumblebee. You know, a long time ago, did you know that bumblebees were actually called humblebees? Little children, they couldn't pronounce the word bumblebee, so they call them humblebees. And their parents thought this was a cute nickname, so it stuck with them. You know, bumblebees, they do bumble around, don't they? And despite their large size, they're very humble. You know, you can shoo them, you can flick them, they're very humble and patient. I've heard that they can sting, but I've never heard of anyone getting stung. Have you ever gotten stung by a bumblebee? Charlie says he got stung. You must have really, really tormented that bee. He's a bee guy, so he pushes their buttons. Well, we can learn a lesson from bumblebees. Even though we are bigger than someone else or stronger than someone else, we should be humble like the bumblebee. In 1 Peter 5, 6, let's turn there. First Peter chapter 5, verse 6, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. We should be humble like Jesus and turn the other cheek if someone is mean to us. Another lesson we can learn from them is to be holy. You know, a long time ago, scientists, they said that it is impossible for bumblebees to fly based on aerodynamics, which is the study of flight. But we know that it's possible for them to fly because they keep flying, right? But a lot of people say it's impossible for followers of Christ to live a holy life. Have you ever heard someone say that before? I can't stop sinning. I'm not going to try. I'm just going to keep on living my life the way I live my life. But just as Jesus created bumblebees with wings so they can fly, we were created in the image of God so we can live a holy life. Amen? Just like Jesus said, let there be light, and there was light, Jesus told Peter to come and walk on the water, and he walked on the water. And in 1 Peter 1:16, it says, Jesus says, be holy, for I am holy. And whenever God tells us to do something, we know that we can do it. So let's, with the strength and grace of God, live a holy life. You know, this is my goal. No matter what people say, how much times people try to discourage you from living your life for Jesus, don't ever give up. Even though you may stumble, get back up and keep going. The next lesson I want to look at is be sure to share and to serve. You know, I mentioned earlier that honeybees will fly as far as 8 miles in search for a flower full of nectar. And whenever they find it, they turn around and they make a beeline straight back to their hive. And they do an amazing little dance to tell all the other bees exactly where the nectar is. And you'll never find a bee, you'll never hear a bee saying, you know, I found this flower and full of nectar, I'm not going to share it with anyone. They want to tell everyone the good news. And you know, we have the good news, amen? The fact that we know Jesus. The fact that we have this Bible and the promises in this Bible that Jesus is in heaven preparing a place for us. That is the sweetest thing that we could ever know. And the fact that Jesus is promising us eternal life if we will surrender our lives to Him. Let's be like the bees and share this good news with everyone around us. Amen? You know, in order for us to do this, though, we must do something else. Did you know that bees spend most of their time feeding other bees? They'll feed other bees before, and they'll even feed bees from a different colony. But before they do this, they must feed themselves. And we as Christians, before we can have something to feed and feed other Christians, to feed other people, we must pray and read the Bible. And this is an area in my life that I need to step way up higher. Because I'm not sharing as much as I should be. And I don't know how many of you feel the same way as I do, but if I want to share with other people, I need to feed on the Bible, and I need to pray more so that I can have something to give. Let's look at our memory verse, Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. How many of you believe that God has anointed each and every one of us to do this mission? You know, in our sermon last week, we learned that we are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. You know, we are a special people that God gave a special message to share with those around us. Scientists call bees a social insect because they interact and they like to be with one another. You know, this is a wonderful example for us and our families and our churches. Not only do we need to help people from other churches, but we need to help people within our own church and our own family. It starts in our family, right? To be a loving example in our own family, to be a sweeter person, to reflect the character of Jesus, or the fruit of the Spirit, which is found in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And these are the characteristics that make us sweet Christians. You know, the bees, they create so much honey. I mean, they make so much honey, way more than they can eat. And they create an abundance so that other people can share. Like you and me, bears, anyone with a sweet tooth who wants honey, we can get honey from these bees because they create so much. And in Psalms 23, 5, the Bible says, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. The message, so when we share the Bible in service to others, they'll take what we give them and serve others with the abundance. And the message of peace from Jesus will overflow to even more souls. So whenever we share the goodness of God to other people, our cup is going to be overflowing. You know, it's really addictive. I don't know how many of you have ever tried colportering, going door to door, sharing books. I know some of you have. Maybe some of you have done different types of ministry. But once you get started, you get this zeal inside of you, this excitement, and you just, pretty soon you're just knocking on doors, you're not even scared, and you're just, your cup is overflowing. People can see it on your face, your countenance. This is my desire. How about you? Amen. Something that we need to remember to keep in mind is that don't be a counterfeit. There's a bee out there called a yellow jacket. It doesn't look exactly as a honeybee, but has similar characteristics. It has a nest. Its nest is on the ground instead of up in the tree. It creates honey, but not from flowers. It creates honey from the carcasses of dead animals. This yellow jacket, it stings, and it doesn't die after it stings. And you know, sometimes people in our churches and our family, they claim that they believe in Jesus, but their actions don't correspond with their profession. The Bible says not to take the name of the Lord God in vain, not to profess that you're a Christian, and then you live a different lifestyle. And this can be very harmful. I think this is why Christianity has a bad name. A lot of people don't want to have anything to do with Christians because of counterfeit Christians. And I myself have to be careful about falling into this category of counterfeit Christians. Saying that we are Christian, but not living the life of a Christian. And we talked about what the characteristics of a Christian are, the fruit of the Spirit. So let us always remember to manifest these fruits so that we can truly call ourselves Christians. Be sacrificial. You know, some people are afraid of bees because they can plant a painful stinger in your skin. But people don't realize that bees don't want to sting you at all. It's their last resort. They only will sting you if they feel that their hive is endangered. You know, when Jesus came to this world, Jesus took on the devil's lies to protect his people. And with the sword of his Spirit, Jesus planted a painful sting to the enemy. Jesus laid down his life. He sacrificed his life so that we could live. And this is what the bees do for their colony. They will literally dive bomb. They will literally commit suicide to protect their colony. I've experienced this many times. Trying to steal honey unprotected. I looked at myself one time and I had so many bees I couldn't even see my clothing. And all I did was run, and all you can do is run. Roll on the ground, you know, just. Bees are small but terrible. You know, and Jesus wants us to be sacrificial. He wants us to be willing to lay down our lives. In John chapter 15, verse 13, this is a powerful verse. Jesus speaking here. John chapter 15, verse 13. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You know, Jesus must have truly loved us. This is the greatest love. And he actually laid down his life for us. I'm so thankful, aren't you? And the last point I want to look at is be born again. Here's an incredible fact that before a bee can fly, it must be born twice. You know, bees, when they're born, they're actually they're called a larva. And the drones begin feeding the bees as soon as they're born. And when they get to a certain stage, the worker bee will seal them in a tomb-like structure, and then they undergo a process called metamorphosis, in which they actually transform into a bee. And as they begin to break through their tomb, they undergo a struggle, and they are literally reborn. They are born again, and during this struggle, they break a membrane on their back that releases their wings. And when their wings dry out, they can fly. And that's exactly what it's like for you and me. When Jesus comes, we will fly to heaven with him. But we will not be able to do this unless we are born again. Born again of the Holy Spirit through the grace of Jesus. No one will get to heaven because your brother or your sister is a Christian. We have to make this decision on our own, by being born again and struggling against the power of sin in our lives. You know, it's easy to get discouraged because of these besetting sins, like we were talking about in Sabbath school. These sins that keep coming back and coming back. But Jesus says we need to struggle against these sins. Resist the devil, submit yourselves to God, and he will flee from you. Jesus told Nicodemus he could not enter the kingdom of heaven unless he was born again. John 3:3. And sometimes it's a struggle. I should say it's always a struggle to overcome sin because we naturally want to do it. We want to commit sin because we love it. But we need to overcome these sins if we would be born again. And we can only do it through the strength of Jesus. Amen? Bees are amazing. But you know what? All of you are even much more amazing than bees. Bees are created with a tiny brain the size of a pinhead. Yet they have intricate communication systems. They build some of the strongest homes on this planet, the honeycomb. They are smart. You know, they work hard. They're diligent workers. But God made you a part of His special creation too. And your brain is much, thousands of times bigger than a bee. Yet, imagine if, like the honeybee, we were all diligent workers. Imagine if we were all humble and holy, and we worked hard to serve one another. Imagine if we were respectful of authority. We worked hard to serve others. We're always sacrificial and optimistic. Imagine the powerful ways that God could use us. How many of you want to be more like a bee? Better yet, how many of you want to be more like Jesus? Amen? Let's try to be sweeter Christians. Let's let this be our prayer. Let's pray real fast. Father in heaven, thank you so much for the message that we can, the lessons we can learn from nature. Thank you for loving us, for laying down your life so that we could have eternal life. Father, help us to truly use the talents that you've given to us. Help us to be humble, holy, through your help, to be sacrificial and optimistic, to look at the positive things in life, so that we can be a sweet influence to those around us. Thank you for this day and for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Josh. That was a blessing. At this time, we're going to break for foot washing. The area in the